When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 13 of Dare to Be. Our title for today is The Lord Will Provide. R. Kent Hughes once wrote, "We see that the God who tests is also the God who provides. The tester is the provider. Both truths are actual fact, but they must be appropriated by faith. When God tests you, He will provide for you." Our text for today is from Genesis chapter 22, verses 9 through 14. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his thorns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. Abraham obeyed God and built the altar, bound his son Isaac to the altar, and took out the knife to slay him. John Phillips' words give us a sense of what Abraham must have felt as he took the knife. Perhaps Abraham saw in his mind a vivid picture from the past. He saw himself as a very young man. He remembered the first time he slaughtered a lamb. It may have been a lamb he had fed with his own hand, a woolly, frisky, trusting, lovable little lamb. We can imagine it coming bleeding to him when he called, nuzzling against him and skipping along at his side at the end of the rope he had tied to its neck. Perhaps it had shied with fright at the smell of blood at the place where the altar had stood. It had looked up at him with trusting eyes as with unsteady hand he untied the rope. It may have been silent on the altar, its liquid eyes watching his every move, its little form quivering with fright. Perhaps he had felt like a murderer as he steeled himself to do the deed. And now he must slay his son. When God saw that Abraham was willing and ready to obey, he intervened. He had an angel call out from heaven. Imagine how Abraham must have felt when a voice from heaven called out his name twice, "Abraham, Abraham." Again, John Phillips helps us imagine this scene. What thoughts must have surged through Isaac's soul as he stood there, released from his bonds, as one brought back from the dead? What thoughts must have been his as he witnessed the death of the ram? Did he embrace that ram before it died? How the tears must have flowed down his cheeks as he watched it bleed. Oh, the joy Abraham must have experienced when he heard God call his name. It must have been pure satisfaction when he heard these words that followed, "For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." When Abraham sacrificed the ram, I wonder if he thought of the ram as a substitute taking his son's place. Because of his experience, Abraham named the place, "The Lord will provide." In Hebrew, Jehovah Jireh. Oh, the power in that name. May James Montgomery Boyce's words speak to your heart as, like Abraham, you dare to obey. The names of God are windows through which His character is seen. The names tell us that He is the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, El Elyon, the Almighty God, El Shaddai, the Eternal, Unchanging God, El Olam, the Lord, Adonai, the God who is there, Jehovah Shammah, and much more. Since the name of God declares His attributes, we are not surprised that the unparalleled revelation of God's wisdom and grace in Abraham's near sacrifice of his son brings with it another of God's names, Jehovah Jireh, which means "The Lord will provide." In Abraham's day, God provided a ram for sacrifice in place of Abraham's son. But what Abraham really learned was that at the proper time, God would provide His own son to die for our salvation. Some questions to consider. In what specific ways has God provided for you? When we obey, God provides. Why should this fact increase your willingness to obey Him? And finally, what pictures of Jesus on the cross are displayed through Abraham's willingness to offer Isaac on the altar? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.